Welcome to the Vineyard Church of Greater Portland podcast. We hope you enjoy this message by Mario Mastin. For more podcasts and other resources, please visit www.vineyardportland.org.
About a legacy of love. A legacy of love. What is a legacy? That's not a rhetorical question. What is a legacy? Something you leave to someone else, right? Something you bequeath to someone, which is kind of a bit more archaic way of saying it. Is something that you leave to somebody. Like a will, in a sense, is a legacy, isn't it? Often people will leave things to family members that have sentimental value. Perhaps that's happened to you in the past. Someone's left something to you that has a particular sentimental value in terms of family relationship and meaning. It could be something of monetary value. This morning, I want to talk just for a few minutes about a particular legacy, which I'm calling a legacy of love. Because I think there's no more important legacy that we can leave than a legacy of love in godly terms. And I want you to think about a legacy left to a particular mother, by a particular mother, to a particular son that we see in Scripture. This mother is one who herself had a legacy left to her by her mother, and in turn, she passed that legacy on to her son. And the description of this legacy of love is found in Paul's second letter to Timothy, and it's in one verse, and that's my text for this morning, and this is it. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. This is a passage I've read over many times, you may have too, and it's easy to glaze over and miss the incredible legacy of love contained in this verse, and this is it. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, and Paul is speaking, Paul the great apostle is speaking to one who he deemed elsewhere in Scripture as his son in the faith, a guy called Timothy. And this is what he says to Tim. I have been reminded of your sincere faith. This is Paul speaking to Timothy. I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and now lives in you also. This is a stunning verse about the legacy of love. Paul says, I've been reminded of your sincere faith, Timothy, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and now it lives in you also. So he had a grandmother and a mother, Lois and Eunice. Lois's name means agreeable or desirable. That was the name of his grandmother. That's the meaning of her name. Agreeable or desirable. Eunice, his mother, her name means blessed with victory. What kind of a name is that? That is awesome. Blessed with victory. And Timothy's name means one who fears God. Now, I want you to see something here. There's a legacy passed on through the generations, and it's a kingdom one. And it's first a legacy that's desirable before God. It progresses to one that's blessed of God, and it culminates in a life of one who lives in awe or fear before God. Eunice and Lois gave something to Timothy. Something rooted in love. Something rooted in the love of God. Something rooted in the love of a mother for a son. But something more than that. Something rooted in the love of a heavenly father that was passed on by way of legacy from a mother to a son. Eunice bequeathed to Timothy something that Eunice's mother, Lois, first bequeathed to her. She received something, and in due course, she passed it on to her son. This was her legacy as a mother to Timothy. And it's described here as being one of sincere faith in this text. And it now is living in Timothy. That's what Paul says. So let me ask you this. What is this sincere faith that Eunice's legacy of love was to Timothy and had previously been Lois's legacy of love to her daughter Eunice? What did that look like in Timothy's life? It's one thing to read the words sincere faith, but what did that really mean in Timothy's life when Paul used that phrase? And briefly, I just want you to see three simple things that the scripture tells us in other passages about Timothy and the nature of that sincere faith that lived in him because of the legacy of love that his mother left. First, his faith was a reputable faith. This is what we read in Acts chapter 16, verses 1 and 2, where Luke records this about the reputable nature of Timothy's faith. He says this. He came to Derbe and then to Lystra. This is Luke writing about Paul on a missionary journey. Okay, so the he refers to here at the beginning of this text is the Apostle Paul. And Luke is recording for us one of his missionary journeys. And he says, he came to Derbe and then to Lystra, where a disciple named Timothy, this is the same Timothy, lived, whose mother was a Jewess and a believer. This is Eunice that's being referred to. But whose father was a Greek. The brothers at Lystra, this is the phrase I want you to focus in on for a moment. The brothers at Lystra and Iconium spoke well of him. Who is the him they spoke well of? Timothy, the disciple that's referred to a little bit earlier in the verse. In other words, there was something reputable about the faith of Timothy lived out that caused others, when they spoke of Timothy, to speak well of him. There was a sincere faith living in him that was a result of his mother's legacy in his life, such that when others talked about Timothy, they didn't speak badly about him. They did not badmouth Timothy. They shouldn't be doing that anyway as believers, but sometimes believers do that. When it came to Timothy, they spoke well of him. There was something about the nature of his faith lived out that was reputable. He had a good reputation among others, and when they referred to him, they said, you know what, Timothy, he is a good man. He is a good follower of Jesus. He's an exemplary disciple of Christ. And that, in turn, brought glory to his Father in heaven, which is what Jesus told us during his earthly ministry our lives should do, that others should see the goodness in us and our good works, Jesus said, and give glory to our Father in heaven. And that's what happened in Timothy's life because he had a reputable faith. Second thing I want you to see is this. He had a rich faith. We're told in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, something else about Timothy. Let me show you that text. This is what it says. But as for you, this is Paul again writing to Timothy, a little later in the same letter from which we took our principal text for today. He says this, but as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you have learned it, and how from infancy you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. Timothy didn't just have a reputable faith. Timothy had a rich faith. A rich faith because his faith was not simply based on some things he chose to believe. But rather, his faith was based on, predicated upon, the life of his mother Eunice, who had made an investment in him from the earliest time in his life and throughout his life. And something else, too, because we're told in this passage, from infancy is a phrase that's used here, that his faith was based on the Word of God, on the Scriptures. Paul says, you have known from infancy, you have learned it from infancy, and you have known the Holy Scriptures. So from when he was just an infant, growing up as a toddler, on up through childhood into adolescence, into adulthood. He was schooled in the ways of God's love and in the truth of God's word. There was a legacy imparted by Eunice to Timothy, and Paul's referring to it here. He says, you know those from who you learned it. And who did Timothy principally learn most things from? He learned it from his mother, Eunice, who we're told in Acts chapter 16, which we read a few minutes ago, was a Jewess and a believer, a follower of Jesus. And you know what? Throughout Timothy's life, that rich foundation, that legacy of love that he got from Eunice, that foundation of the riches of God's truth and grace made known to him through the scriptures in which he was schooled and which he learned throughout his life from infancy on up, that translated into something in Timothy's life. And many of you know this. Timothy became an apostolic delegate under Paul. He was birthed spiritually, really, through the ministration of his mother Eunice, and then in due season, Paul scooped him up into the purpose of God, made him an apostolic delegate. He ministered to Paul. He was right there toward the end of Paul's life when everybody else abandoned him. And in between then and the end of Timothy's life, he stood in a leadership role over the churches pastorally throughout Ephesus. Something that was invested in him by his mother was brought to fruition in his adult years in a way that allowed God to use him mightily in the purposes of God. And you know, two of Paul's 13 letters are written to Timothy. Two of his pastoral letters are written to this young man. The last thing I want you to see is this about Timothy. He had a reputable faith, he had a rich faith, but he also had a faith that was resident, that was present in his life. He had a resident faith. Paul says this to Timothy in the verse that we read at the beginning. He said, I have been reminded of your sincere faith, who first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and now lives in you. He's saying that faith is now resident in your life. It's active, it's present. It's not just a theoretical abstraction. You have a sincere faith, Timothy, that's operative in your life. I can see it every day. What was true of your mother and true of your grandmother is true of you because of the investment of love they made in your life. That faith was active in Timothy, not dormant. It had been active in Lois, it had been active in Eunice, which is why it was now active in Timothy. You see the point here? These two women, first a grandmother and then a mother, made a deposit generationally into a life that brought transformative ministry in the early years of the New Testament church. And one to whom Paul wrote two letters under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit that have been ministering to and instructing and feeding Christians for the last 2,000 years and will do until Jesus returns. This is the truth this morning. Without his mother, Eunice, without his grandmother, Lois, Timothy would not have been the man that Timothy became. What did Paul say? That sincere faith was first in your grandmother. Then it was in your mother. Now it's in you. It didn't start with Timothy. It started with his grandmother. She passed it on to the mother. The mother invested it through a legacy of love in Timothy, and Timothy manifested it through the call of God upon his life and through the way in which he followed Jesus as a disciple for the duration. I think that is a stunning story. It's so easy to pass over that little text, but there's something wonderful here about a mother's loving legacy to her son in kingdom terms. A legacy of love was left by each mother. You know, it's no different today than it was then. This was not some exception. You know, like Lois and Eunice were godly women, but they were not like some exception. They were not on some pedestal somewhere. They were an ordinary grandmother and mother who happened to love God and invest in the life of their grandson and son. There are mothers in this church. There are mothers across the churches in this city, across the churches in this nation, and around the globe this morning who have done and are doing the same thing. They are giving and making an investment in their kids. They are leaving an active legacy of love that is having a present and future transformative impact on the lives of their sons and daughters that will help them to possess the things of the kingdom and to follow Jesus with the kind of faith that Timothy had, one that's reputable, so that when others see their lives, they will speak well of them and give glory to their Father in heaven. A rich faith that's predicated not just upon their ability and desire and choice to believe something, but based on the reality of God's love and the truth of the scriptures that are immutable and unchanging because they are God's authoritative word. And thirdly, a faith in them that's resident, that's active, that's living, that's being manifest. It's no wonder that the scripture says in Ephesians 6 that we should honor our fathers and mothers. We should honor our fathers and mothers. And this is Mother's Day. And each year when we have Mother's Day and it rolls around, we take time to honor the mothers. And we don't do that because, you know, I mean, in part, yeah, it's kind of a cultural tradition, right? But there's something much more significant going on than that. And it's mirrored for us in the life of Lois and Eunice and the impact they had on Timothy, and it's conveyed to us in this verse. It's a legacy of love that mothers are leaving in the lives of their sons and daughters, in the lives of their children. And so what I want to do this morning, what we're going to do, is honor the Loises and Eunices in our midst, the grandmothers and mothers that are present here this morning. We want to honor you. We want to bless you. And so I'm going to ask, if you're a mother or a grandmother, can you stand this morning? Just stand up. Thank you. Well, you all look amazingly beautiful. Let me just say that to begin with. And we want to, and I don't say that trivially, I mean really, there is a beauty about the mark of God on the life of any person, and in a special way on the lives of mothers and grandmothers. And I just want to say on behalf of Jesus this morning that you are deeply loved, and God is so appreciative of who you are. Whether I know you or not, I know this to be true because this is what God's heart is conveys as being in the Word of God toward you as godly mothers. And if you're a part of this church, we just want to say to you as well, thank you for the investment that you're making in the lives of your children, but also in the lives of the spiritual children that you have given birth to or have adopted and are continually investing in. This is not just about a natural process. Actually, we're talking about a spiritual one here. I love that this morning when Brad said, I have got so many mothers. I thought that is such a prophetic statement that in each of our lives, we have our natural mothers and we're greatly, you know, appreciative and thankful to God for them. But so many of us have other mothers, spiritually speaking, who have made and continue to make investments in our lives and leave legacies of love. And I know that you guys are doing that in different ways with your families and those spiritually that you're connected to, whether it's here or somewhere else. So we love you. We bless you. Can we distribute? We have a little flower for each of you. And it's just really a symbolic way of saying we appreciate the beauty of who you are in God. We love you. We value you. And we're going to just distribute those right now. And once we've done that, the other thing that we want to do this morning is we want to pray for you. And I think as we pray this morning, I want to encourage you guys to pray over each of the mothers that are here in terms of this idea of a legacy of love that they have already left, that they are leaving, and that they will continue to leave, not just naturally, but spiritually as well, okay? Because that's such the heart of God. And I don't know if you've ever thought about Lois and Eunice before, but I hope you will never forget that little nugget in Scripture about them, because without them, there's no Timothy. Without Timothy, there's no oversight on the New Testament churches throughout Ephesus that was entrusted to him by the Apostle Paul. And without his oversight and pastoral care over those churches, the kingdom of God would not have gone forward in Asia Minor in the way that it did. You see, there's a connection here. So let's stand this morning, the rest of us, and I'm going to ask you, I want to...